Lights, camera, action. Welcome back, Chicken Heads. You're joining us on Chicken Hen with S&M Podcast. I'm Shandy.
I'm Madison.
And you're back for another episode.
This is
episode 10.
Episode 10.
We're calling it From Me to Mommy.
I love it.
Basically, what this episode is going to be about, we're going to be going back to tell you our story of how we became mothers, like our path to. So you'll be hearing some crazy raunchy bits, maybe.
Only from Shandy.
Yeah, I was pretty wild. Y'all who listen to this and know me, you know this about me.
I was the calmer one out of us.
By just like a notch or two.
I don't know.
I was more like, I didn't give a fuck kind of attitude. And like, you were kind of in a closet, like hidden, but you still did the same shit.
To an extent.
I did not do the drugs you did. Yeah, I was about to say, drugs are totally, yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you partied and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You just were a closeter.
People knew I partied. They had to have known.
I didn't. I remember finding out when you very first started partying.
It was with you. You're the one who took me to my first party.
No.
Party, like
with real people. Party. Yeah, yes. Yeah, okay, true that. Yeah, see, I was about to say no, because I'm pretty sure you and Ashley Sykes, like, that's how I found out about you partying, was the stories I heard about you and Ashley. Like, I'm pretty, what, that one where you're carrying her up a hill or something, and just...
I'm so sorry, Ashley. I'm so sorry.
Fucking smack the...
I don't even know. I didn't think I was drunk.
Wasn't it at Christian's house?
I cried in his bathroom for the longest time. And you want to know something? Asia was there. She's the one who tried to help me, like, calm down. The only person that could help me was Christian. I don't know why, but it was him.
You just felt so bad for dropping your friend fucking face.
I fucked up her face.
You let her eat shit. What kind of friend were you?
A drunk friend are you? A drunk friend that thought she was sober enough to carry her friend.
It's okay. I don't think I've ever carried a drunk friend. But, you know, I have helped people when they're drunk. Yeah. I don't know. There's a thing about me that I guess people just see and they're like, she can help us, you know?
We need to go to her mom.
Yeah, like, hey, Shandy, Joey just fucking swallowed lighter fluid because he thought it was a shot. What do you think we should do? And I'm like, wait, what?
What?
And I'm like, well, get his ass to fucking throw it up. Like, stick his finger down his throat and throw it up. And they're like, well, he ate some tobacco. I'm like, why the fuck did he eat tobacco?
Okay, now he really needs to throw up.
Not the bright, like, apparently this kid was fucking smart. Not common sense.
I mean, there's difference between street smart and book smart.
Yeah, this kid fucking lacks street smarts. But yeah, fucking, like, in there trying to fucking throw it up. I don't know why they came to me for that problem. But yeah, that shit happens.
You're the mama bear of the group. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't know it back then. I've always been HBIC. So if there's a problem, yeah, I'll solve it.
Pick up that shit. Throw it down and revolve it.
Yeah, no. Back in the day, I've said this before, probably way, way, way back on our very, very, very first episode about how I did not think I would make a very good mother, and neither did people around me.
No.
I was a terrible fucking person. I was only out for me, you know? I only cared about me at the end of the day.
I mean, but when it all came down to it and actually happened, you were a damn good mom.
Oh, God, yeah. I changed my ways. I did a complete 180 and did what I had to do to make sure that, you know, Brady had the best possible life. But before that, it was all getting drunk, finding what kind of drug I could get fucked up on next. I had drugs of choice, though. I, you know, never did cocaine. I can say that one. And, well, if I did, it was when I was, like, shit-faced, blacked out, and I don't remember it.
Whatever.
So, I feel like if I did, I would have came to, and I still would have been like, what the fuck? Why am I fucking wired?
I think you would have felt it. You would have known that you had done something bad.
I didn't.
Bad, like
I've done
worse than what you did.
X, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Now, this is like years ago. Okay. 9+ years at least that I've done all this crazy shit.
Oh, God. Yeah. You were a wild one. That's for sure.
I really was. I really was. But I never wanted kids. Never. Like, I hate kids. I love my blood. I love Jameson.
She hated me.
Well, I mean, there was a point in time I didn't like you. Yeah.
We didn't like each other.
It took us a long time for us to like each other. I mean,
I think what it took was you getting pregnant.
Yeah, I definitely say that's a big part of what did it. I mean, I'd say a little bit before that.
Before you left for Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say before we left for Texas, I think that's when we had gotten in the fist fight.
The one at the party?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, where another. I bit your boob.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I was so worried about you. Like, I remember going home and like Kara kept telling me, Shandy, like, you just kept saying, oh, I hope she's not mad at me. I just love her so much. She's my little sister. Like, I don't know what I'd do without her. I don't remember any of this. But like, I remember going home, like, trying to find the key. You know, it was underneath one of the fucking.
I wasn't home.
You weren't home. Yeah, I was trying to find the key and I was like, Madison, just over the door. I'm sorry. I'm so drunk.
Yeah.
He didn't answer the door, and that's when I busted through the window. And I told mommy the next day, Dolce tried to bite me, and I banged my head against the window.
Which is all fine. Window. Yeah, broken. No, I remember. I don't remember why we got in the fight.
Don't ask me. I was blackout drunk.
But everybody thought I was drunk because I just did a, you know, 45-second keg stand.
Yeah.
Which I was not drunk by no means at all.
I don't remember any of this.
Only, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm going to fucking put myself out there. The people that were doing the keg stand with me were not doing it right. They just held me up there. They were counting.
They're like, let me just tell y'all now.
Yeah. I mean, I was still up there before they put me down. I mean, I got a little bit of beer in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it stopped.
And you're like, wait, what is this?
I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever. Anyways, and then after that, I remember us getting in a fight. And
I don't know
you
why.
Had face locked me into your chest, into your big old titties. And the way that I could get out of it is if I turned my head and bit you on the tit.
That'll do it.
And I did. I bit you as hard as I could. And then I kicked you with my bad knee because I skipped a football game that night to come to this party.
Yeah. This is at Sven's house. This is a good party.
Yeah.
I don't remember much of it at all. I remember going home.
Yeah. I remember going to Jonathan's house.
After that, I don't remember much. But I think it was that, though. I think, like, it was just all those years of just everything built up of, like, us just pissing each other off, taking each other's clothes, and just pissing each other off.
Yeah.
That, like, it just boiled down that. And after that, you know, we got a lot closer. And, you know, we did a lot more things together. And then I moved to Texas. And, you know, I got pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where I got pregnant. I moved to Texas in, God, what was it, 2012, yeah.
I'll say no.
January 2012, that's when I did, because Brady was born November 2012.
Yeah.
Because it was on mommy's birthday that I had left.
Yeah,
right. Would never change it. I mean, yeah, I might have done things a tiny bit differently, but I wouldn't change Brady for the life of me. Like, that child is my godsend, and the way he came to be, I was a little, it takes two to tango. Let me just say this much. Okay. But I was a fucking homewrecker. I'm not proud of it by any means. And if you are proud of that, do you, girl, whatever, or man, I don't approve. I learned my lesson and I would never do that again, but I got the greatest blessing
that you did
in my whole life because of it. And, I learned a lot of lessons along the way with this.
I mean,
well.
he brought you back to reality.
Yeah, brought me back to, I think what I craved was wanting love. And like wanting someone to love me.
We didn't have it in our childhood. Why not?
That, honest to God. Wanting someone to love me, like, no matter what. And I knew that he would love me no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's.
I mean, if you look back at it, you know, in our, out of all of our relationships, we went towards the fucked up men.
Yeah, the people we were all, I can't tell you one relationship that I was in that it was like a healthy one, and like where I wasn't trying to fix them because they were broken in some manner, whether they be on fucking probation.
Right. Or mine was on, he had a wander around his leg. Yeah. He's on house arrest.
Yeah. I won't ever forget that.
I know.
I won't ever forget, like, mommy telling me you were dating this guy and, like, explaining to me and everything. And I'm like,
she's doing what?
God, how old were you?
I was I was 14.
Even better.
I was trying to make it sound better by saying I was going into high school. It's even fucking worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going into high school. He was my first, like, boyfriend, you know, somebody that liked me, and you know, then he ended up getting in a lot of trouble and went off to a group home.
Do you remember the letters?
Yeah, I actually
do. You still have them?
No,
mommy's.
I threw them away because what? The ones that I didn't keep, they were at mommy's.
Ah, fuck, man, those were
because
so good letters.
I burnt some, I threw away some because
again, these people, they're missing out because we can't read these to them.
But then again, I ended up dating another guy in high school. He was absolutely fucking stupid. And I literally mean,
I dated a guy with one ball.
Well, yeah. But he was
Uniball Brad. I'm not proud of that one by any means. No. I was fucked up that whole entire relationship. And so when I finally sobered up and I came to my fucking senses, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this motherfucker is a pussy.
Yeah.
Like, yep. And I told him he was a fucking pussy, and the motherfucker didn't stand up to me. And if you're a man and some woman is calling you a pussy, nah, you say, bitch, sit down. I ain't no motherfucking pussy. Let me show you how I'm not a motherfucking pussy. But nah, one ball do it to you, I suppose.
Oh my God.
He's a little boy and he never grew up.
No. I did have one sort of kind of relationship in high school that was kind of healthy. It was with Dylan. He was one of the good ones for me. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I was wondering what you're dealing with.
But no, it was healthy. It was good. Like, we enjoyed each other. You know, we were best friends before we started dating. And the thing is, we never actually dated. We never put a label on it.
Yeah, so are y'all just, like, having fun?
No, I mean, not really. We went mudding a few times, camped out a few times, and, I mean, we were just really good friends.
Yeah.
And then I walked in at a certain place at the wrong time.
Yeah, see, you know, I was actually explaining that to Luke, because there was one guy I dated like that. I dated a guy that, come to find out, he was bisexual. And nothing against that. Like, if you like that, cool, whatever. It's just not my thing.
Shit, okay? I dated Ashton in middle school.
I love Ashton.
I fucking love Ashton.
I will always love you, Ashton. Always, always, always. But this guy, like, he was, like, the manliest man. But, like, he liked taking it up the bum from his gay roommate. Yeah, like, they get fucked up and do. And I ended up finding that out. And I'm like,
who are you?
Yeah, like, it's just not for me.
Yeah, no, I don't like tango with all that.
I can't do it. And, like, that's literally, I'm pretty sure me and Luke had the conversation 2 days ago. And I was like, I'm just glad.
Yeah.
You're not, because I would just, I would just really wonder.
I mean, there was times where I wondered about Derek.
We wondered about our own father. Is it, maybe there's something in us.
Yeah. Like, that's for sure. I mean, but no, like, we had this one mutual friend from the place we worked at together when we started dating that was gay. And he was awesome, but he always had a thing for Derek. And when I was, you know, pregnant, living back at mommy's because, you know, hormones got to me and I was a bitch to Derek, he had a little party shindig with, you know, some coworkers. And Derek and this guy cuddled. And this guy went around and told everybody that they cuddled. And
did they cuddle?
Yeah, they cuddled. But the wrong was, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's not like that. I know it's not like that. But
was he the big spoon or the little spoon?
Here's a little spoon. I'm not sure. I don't know. I would have to go ask him. I can't remember. But they did cuddle. But they were on a bed with a shit ton of fucking people. trying to go to sleep. And so they all just like jumped on the bed.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. I mean, you know, I guess body warmth.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't much room. Trust me. That bed was fucking small.
As long as there wasn't no, you know, porking.
No, there's no porking. There's no porking whatsoever. Sit here and I think about it now and I'm like, I sure hope not.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what, Maddie? That's all you got is hope right there. Because yeah, I mean, you'll never know.
6 years. 6 years. There would be some signs, right? He's obsessed with my butt.
That was a sign of that other guy. He liked booty. He liked booty stuff. No joke. That should have been a telltale sign for me.
That's no.
He liked, and it was so weird. Like, I just, whatevs.
It's cool, man. It's cool. Anyways, we're getting so off subject.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're really talking about how we became who we are.
Why?
Our stories, too. Yeah. The fucked up people we've dated in high school and our experiences on the way to being, from becoming us or me to becoming a mommy. Just like you, from you becoming you to a mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the reason why I became a mom is because Brady. Like, I wanted to be a mom because I loved him so much and I just, you know, I felt that. I felt like I needed to be a mom. And then I met Derek and we dated for a month before we decided to have a child. Big mistake. Do not date somebody for a month and decide to have a baby.
Yeah, listen.
We're great now.
Madison is the exception here in this case because, like, a lot of people think just because you have a baby with someone that you should be with that person. And I do not believe that because I think, you know, your kids are going to grow up and see you unhappy if you are unhappy. Yeah. And y'all worked on yourselves and, you know, y'all took, you know, a time span apart from each other, but y'all ended up building on had a foundation and y'all built a relationship and a friendship on top of that and did what you needed to better a life for your child.
Yep.
But like I said, y'all are the exception.
Yeah. I mean, we worked for it.
Yeah. It does not happen often at all. I remember when you told me you were pregnant or you thought you were pregnant.
I was like, so scared to tell you that we actually tried. I was so, but I didn't care to tell mommy. I didn't give a fuck to tell mommy. It was
you.
Because,
you know, mommy, mommy didn't give a fuck.
No, because she was so happy. She's like, oh, what if you're pregnant? Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's not like she didn't tell us.
And I'm 19 motherfucking years old. 19.
I remember telling you, like, Maddie, you don't want to be pregnant. Like, you have your whole life ahead of you. Experience life first. Go out and live.
Just go to the fucking military.
Yeah, like, because, you know, I just, I mean, not that I didn't live. I had lived plenty enough in my teen years.
Oh, yeah.
Up until I was 21.
You were a teen.
I lived. I lived my life and then some. But I wanted her to do the same because she didn't experience things like I did. And I just knew what kind of world was out there and I wanted her to experience. But I wouldn't trade the world that we're in today.
Oh, God, no.
You know, I just remember you taking that test and I was like, no. Goodbye, another one. Goodbye, another one. Pee on it right now.
I know. I'll never forget going to the health department, though, to confirm my pregnancy. And they were fucking bitches to me.
Fuck the health department.
They told me that. Because, you know, I told them the kind of discharge I was having. They're like, well, you must have some kind of disease going on down there. You need to wait another week. And the thing is, I was, what, like a week late at the time? And they still wouldn't let me do it.
No, they don't care.
Well, and finally, a week goes by. I go up there, you know, to go in there. And they're like, well, do you have any more discharge? I'm like, no. And I took the test. And guess what? It's motherfucking positive.
Dude, our health department, I mean, I haven't been there in years. But I know when I found out I was pregnant with Bronson.
I told you.
Yeah, you were right there with me. I called up there. I was like 5-6 weeks pregnant. And I was trying to make an appointment so I could go ahead and get insurance going, you know, just be on top of everything. And they told me I need to wait another month and call them back. And then they could possibly schedule me in because they weren't sure if I was pregnant or not, even though I had taken 6 pregnancy tests and they were all motherfucking positive.
All motherfucking positive.
But they wouldn't take that. So, you know what? Called the Blairsville Health Department and they got me in the next day. They didn't question me, nothing. And I feel like in an instance like that, when a woman says she's pregnant, you should get her that test because you never know what could happen.
For instance, like back a few episodes ago, I had a positive pregnancy test a couple years ago, but ended up being a cyst.
Yeah.
And that saved me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, for instance, back on season 1, episode 10, the season finale.
Yeah. You're not alone. That's what it's called.
You're not alone episode. Jazzy's things so, that you have gone on, you know, like it's things like that. People would appreciate to know ahead of time, I feel like, instead of like being excited about something and then going in and
finding out that it's not exactly what you thought it would be.
Exactly. Like a month, being like 2 months pregnant, you know, I think there's a way to handle things and some people just handle them wrong.
Yeah. Cause I mean, everybody expects when a woman gets pregnant that it's a healthy fucking pregnancy. Wrong.
It's not. It's not always that way. It's at not. All. We'd like to think it's that way.
We would hope that it's that way.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen like that for everybody.
No.
I remember when I found out I was pregnant with Brady. Well, okay, the way I found out I was pregnant, okay, first of all, we weren't using protection, but I thought, okay, he was pulling out. I thought the motherfucker was. Okay, so pull-out method doesn't fucking work all the time. Okay?
I mean,
it might work a decent bit of the time if they know what the fuck they're doing.
It's been working for 5 years for me.
Dude, it's worked for me and Luke for, you know, a year now, so. And it worked before that for even longer. But, you know, and this motherfucker was married, like I said, having an affair. So I thought, you know, he was doing his business in one of my shirts that we had there. We'll come to find out, nah, he was fucking putting the baby batter there. Fucking, lo and behold, I'm pregnant. Freaking the fuck out because, one, I'm living in Texas with two people that I am not in a very good situation with to begin with. And like I said, having an affair going on all at the same time. And, I like broke down like when I took the test because I was late. I was like 3 days late and I was never late. I was always on time.
Yeah.
And when I took the test, like came right up and I sat there for 15 minutes bawling my eyes out thinking, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, I'm not fucking ready for this. Like, I'm not ready. Like who the fuck would make me a fucking mom? Like, I'm not ready. And
the big man upstairs.
Oh, exactly. You know, bigger plans, you know? And, so I sat there and I went out and showed the person I was with at the time the test and went and ended up buying another one. And I kept the secret in for a very long time about who's the father, the sperm donor, piece of shit.
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I kept that in for a while. So I was extremely depressed like the first 6 months of my pregnancy. It was awful. I wasn't gaining any weight and it's not that I wasn't trying to. I mean, I was eating and stuff. I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And I was holding like the darkest secret of my life. And I finally, like, I remember the day I told our mother and like, I felt just this huge weight come off of me and like everything changed from that day. And I swore from that day, I would never, like, I'm never going to lie again. Like, that's why I tell the God's honest fucking truth. Like, I'd rather tell you it now and hurt you now instead of you find out later on that this happened and I lied to you. You know, I don't fucking sugarcoat shit, motherfucker.
Hell nah.
And so, you know, Brady came to be and it changed my life around. Like I said, a complete 180. I wasn't the partier, crazy, fucking wild person I was. I settled down, if you will.
Yeah.
And I got my shit together. And I created a fucking life for my kid. And just the path we've gone down has been amazing.
You found a damn good man.
I met Luke. Okay, well, I've known Luke.
Yeah, I was gonna say we've known Luke.
Yeah, known Luke for a really long time. Just like didn't know him. We just knew mutual family friends, basically.
Yeah.
And I started working at this place, Blue Jeans. And like we just started hitting off. We were just friends. I went into everything thinking I don't want to be with nobody.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man. You don't need no man. You got yourself, motherfucker. You don't need no man. Okay. You can handle your own. But, you know, I went into it like that and me and Luke became friends first. And that was one of my main things. I always said I wanted to do it right this next time around because just throughout my years, like I was partier. I'd hop around, dicking around basically. And I just like never had like that one good, like settle down, like
stability.
Yeah. And like, I finally had stability in my life. I had created it myself.
Yep.
And when I met Luke and we became friends, like we just started hanging out and it just blossomed into something more. And I didn't let him meet Brady until he was 6 months old. And we had been in a not in a relationship, but had been talking and getting to that point for 6 months, you know, or more before then. And when I finally decided to let him meet Brady, like, that was it. And I just knew, like, I got
He took Brady underneath his wing.
Got a hell of a man, even though you fucking piss me off sometimes. Still love but you, but I don't always like you.
Don't they all, though? Mwah. I know. I was angry earlier. I was so hungry, and Derek comes into the kitchen. And he was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing. He goes, no, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing. And then I'm sitting in the living room. I'm eating my food. And he comes out there. He goes, okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. It's like a toilet. I'm telling you, hangry is an emotion, man. Yeah. Like,
you know what?
It
when controls you piss my emotions.
It is the controller.
That's my thing, though. If you're going to piss me off or I'm just mad, period, go get me food.
Yeah, just like shove food in my face.
Yeah, be like, hey, here's a Big Mac. I'll shut the fuck up.
Give me pizza.
And calm down.
Pizza would be mine. Or a Philly. Give me a Philly.
Ugh, I'm going to get me a Philly from Kenny's tomorrow. That's for sure.
We'll start making ourselves hungry again. But no, yeah, no. I end up meeting Luke. And we've been together 7 years.
Yep.
Now, it took us a long time to get to the point we wanted to have Bronson. Brady actually wanted a brother or sister before we ever wanted another kid. And it's not that Brady wasn't ready. Brady was ready way before we were. It's just I felt we just weren't in a – felt like we were in a place to do that just yet. And then one day, like, Brady was talking about it, and we looked at each other, and we're like, you know what? Like
– why not?
We ain't getting any younger.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we're – this is the healthiest we've ever been in our lives. Like, let's do this. And it took a couple months, of course, but – it happened, and now, you know, we have Bronson. Bronson's almost a year old.
Yep.
God, it's crazy.
A month.
Yeah. That pregnancy was hellacious.
It was. It took a really big toll on you.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would have been better for you if we weren't at such a shitty job at the time, and also just, the end.
Yeah, just the situation that was at hand, the housing situation was rough.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
Because, like, we went into this, like, when we got pregnant, we're like, okay, we're going to stay at the house we're at for another year, and we're going to buy the next. And we'd been saving up for this. Well, it comes to the month that we were going to sign the lease. We've already talked about signing the next lease.
Yeah.
And they sent us a message and the landlord, because there was fucking water damage. They end up sending them out and deciding that they're going to kick us out. And I am...
They didn't even do it properly.
Yeah, no. They gave us, like, 16 days. Like, they totally did not do it by law. They didn't abide by the lease agreement. Nothing. And they took $600 from us for damages that happened before we ever fucking moved in. Okay. Shitty fucking rental company. And I'm sorry if y'all use them. But anyway, so a month before I am about to have Bronson, we have to move in with my mother. And if anyone knows me, I am a very, very independent person. And living with my mother was fucking hell. It was. And I'll say it over.
Yeah, I mean.
And over and over again. I will never, ever, ever. I will
never go back.
I'll live in my car before I ever go fucking live over there. And you know what? The thing is, that place is going to fucking fall down even something like that.
Like that bathroom.
Fuck yeah, the rest of the house is happening like that. And like, I'm very thankful for the roof that was over my head and my family's head.
A roof that...
It was a rough roof.
It's a roof we wouldn't go back under.
I wouldn't put
it... And we would make sure that we never went back
exactly.
under.
Exactly. And at the point in time when we agreed to go in, like, we don't know what we were going into. Because if we knew what we were going into, we probably wouldn't.
It's like a toxic relationship.
To me, the...
That house. Yeah.
All around toxic relationship, yes. To me. All around. And I choose to cut ties with that toxicness until...
Further notice.
Until further notice. Just because I feel like... Until this person and this toxicity can blossom into something fucking beautiful again, I want nothing to do with it.
Until the toxic is out of the toxic.
Exactly. But yeah, so that played a toll. And then we finally got this house that we're living at now, and I fucking love it. And life couldn't be better, if you ask me, besides, you know, all the shit that's going on in the fucking world.
Still, we can still have a good life.
We still have a good life. If we can laugh, we're having a good life.
Yeah, we always laugh.
I feel like laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, of course. That's all we're here to do.
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, motherhood, stressful.
Oh, very.
Ain't no hood like motherhood.
Oh, hell no.
Mommy, it ain't easy.
Daddy got it easy.
Daddy got it easy. Fuck yeah, it does. If you could trade, I would. I'd trade places with Luke for a day. And, like, he'd be the woman. I'll be the dad.
I couldn't. Because I couldn't.
I'm going to be the daddy. I'm the pappy.
I couldn't be.
I'm the pappy.
I couldn't do it. The way you're looking at me. I couldn't do what Derek does. Derek does a lot. But.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not talking about going and doing his job. I'm talking about just being home and being the dad. Being
I still
the pappy.
Couldn't do that.
I'm being the pappy at home.
I still couldn't do that. I'm
Let
sorry.
Let him have the boobs on him for a day. That's what I want. I want him to carry around these milk jugs.
I would like food on the
carry
table
around
at the
my
end
milk
of the day.
Jugs.
I you can't provide for that. You can get takeout. But, I mean.
I never take out.
Me too. Me too.
But yeah, no, for real. Anyone that tells you that being a parent in general is easy is not parenting.
It's an amazing job.
Oh,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah. It's just you
it
get paid in kisses and hugs and, like, I love yous. And it plays a toll on you mentally. It really does. But at the end of the day, like, you look at their little faces.
And their little toes.
Their little lips. And it's just so worth
and
it.
And their teeth that are coming in.
And, like, I just, like, I look at Brady and... He's going to be 8 years old this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for the day.
Have you noticed that his voice has changed a lot lately?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not ready for the day where he's just not want to be, like, right up next to me.
Shandy,
anymore.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but the way he's been acting lately, he's always going to be a mama's boy.
I'd like to think that. I don't
know. He definitely is.
I think the day is going to come. I think he's going to hit 10, 11, 12, and, like, he's not going to want his mommy like he does right now. I think he eventually someone's gonna flip and he's gonna be like, you know, I'm a big kid and
I mean he is like that. He knows he's a big kid, but he's a different kid when you're around.
Oh, he's definitely a different kid when I'm around. It just breaks my heart because I'm not ready for him to grow so big and he's so tall. And I look at him and I look at Bronson and when I look at Brady, I'm like, he used to be this small. And then I look at Bronson and I'm like, he's going to be this big
mm-hmm.
one day in just a matter of time. And I'm not ready. I'm not ready for that.
I know. I was looking at Jameson's legs the other day and seeing how long
Dude,
those
he's
are.
He's fucking tall.
Yeah.
You can see the cuda in him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He has those long legs, which we have long legs too, but you know, his daddy is tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's six.
It's crazy.
I learned that he was 6'3" yesterday, Shandy. I thought he was 6'2".
Me and Luke are both 5'7".
Yeah, I'm 5'4".
Yeah. Mommy always used to say she was 5'3". Turns out the bitch is 5'1". She's short. Like, she, like, 2 more inches and she would be, like, classified as a fucking midget, like a dwarf.
Yeah.
She'd be a dwarf.
She'll get there, though, Shandy. You shrink with age. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, sorry.
you will shrink.
Amongst other things.
That's how I started.
But yeah, no. The whole from me to mommy, I hope y'all get that message. From being who we once were, the wild, crazy, fucking not giving a flying fuck.
Yeah.
To being the fucking badass moms that we are now.
We also have a little thing from our kids that we're going to go ahead and play.
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Brady.
Hi.
So I have a few questions for you.
What?
Can you tell me something you love most about your mommy?
I love her super much, and she's the best mommy I had, and I love her super much.
What's your favorite thing about your mommy?
She takes care of Bronson and me. She's the best mommy I ever had. I love her very much. I love you, mommy. Jameson. My mommy teach me to play with me at work. I'm super nice. I love you. You're so pretty, mommy. I love you. You're the prettiest mommy I ever saw. Is I love you super much. Never be that mean to me. But it's just thing I like about your hair is purple, and I love it.
Do you love mommy?
Oh, yeah. I love you, honey.
Now, wasn't that just cute?
They are the cutest.
I love it.
They just make me so happy. It makes my heart just boom, 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 boom.
I can see it now.
In my little ice box, you can see it.
We sure do have some great kids on our hands.
They really are amazing. They're one of a kind.
Yeah.
And
until you get them together for too long.
Yeah, we're always trying to explain to them why they can't hang out for a certain period of time. Like, they can be with each other for a whole day.
Just a whole day.
That's it.
Before they start trying to bite each other's heads
off. God, yeah, it's awful. You got Brady, who's extremely fucking bossy.
Yeah, and then...
and then Jameson that doesn't want to listen to what Brady has to say, and Jameson's trying to tell Brady something else to get Brady to listen.
Yeah, but you got Jameson that, you know, has this big heart.
God. Ugh. And sometimes when you listen to him, you get lost because, like, what the hell are they?
What the fuck are they talking about?
Like, they were just saying they're going to do this, and now they're arguing about
this.
See,
I told you.
Makes no sense.
It sounds like me, though, when I was playing Barbies as a little kid. And I'll try to tell you and TJ what to do.
Yeah, I didn't last.
It's like we communicate with our minds. And we just don't know how to do that anymore because we're not pure.
We're not pure. Oh my God, Maddie, no. I fucking lost that. Like, I've always said that I've lacked an imagination in a way when it comes to stuff like that. Because I quit playing Barbies when I was 8. If not a little bit younger.
No.
And it's just because I couldn't like form in my head these stories and just do stuff. I love dressing them up, but I just could never do that.
And that's okay.
So
that's
I lost it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I watched a show one time where they talked about losing imaginations, and that's how I learned I lost my imagination.
You lost it.
I did.
You lost it.
I did. I lost my... I grew up.
I ate.
I was no longer pure. Okay, no, I was still pure and all the way up until I was 15, so...
No, you'd be pure-minded. You don't have to be, like, pure, you know, like, virginity pure, but... You know, yeah.
I don't know. I think at that point, like,
I had a purity ring once.
I'd already, yeah, you fucking did.
I did.
I never did.
I think I was 16. Yeah. I think I was 16 when I had my purity ring. Oh.
Madison. Oh my God.
We won't get into details. I lost that in the lake, though.
I still remember you having that ring, too.
Yeah. It was a really cute ring.
Who was it? Someone got you a promise ring. Who was it that got you a promise ring?
I wish Derek did. He still hasn't put a ring on it.
There was someone and you wore it for a minute and then honestly.
Did I date this person?
I'm wondering. I feel like it was Jordan.
No, Jordan never gave me shit, Shandy.
Besides house arrest.
I had to make him flush fucking cocaine down the goddamn toilet. So no. Yeah, all he gave me was fucking house arrest and police visits while I was there.
Yeah. There was someone you got a ring from. I just cannot fucking remember it.
I mean, I can't. Trent? When I was itty bitty?
No.
My first love.
No, this is forever ago. I don't fucking remember. But I remember you got a ring from somebody and it was like a promise ring.
I don't know. I don't remember. It wasn't Peyton. I know that.
Mm-mm.
All he gave me was a sweatshirt and I was taking off my back in the middle of fucking school. Because his mama was a bitch. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Me and Dylan weren't exactly.
No, they were just someone. It wasn't. I don't think like you dated them. I just think like they were just in love with you. They were like infatuated with you.
And I had a lot of that though. I had a lot of them. It was mainly from younger men. Boys.
Boys. Yeah.
I did date one guy that. Which no, because I punched him in the face. I don't know, Shandy. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Or maybe I'm just thinking of our sister's rings and when you punched that guy in the face and that ring was the one that broke.
Yeah, that sucked.
I could be wrong.
Oh, well.
But yeah, no. Anyways, we hope you enjoyed this episode, especially, you know, seeing a little bit more into how we became the mothers that we are.
Getting to know more about us.
Exactly. Not just, you know, that our parents were... fucking problematic with fucking problems.
We're thrilling fucking people.
Yeah, this is how we became the way we are. And, you know.
Don't knock until you try it. Wink, wink.
Wait till you meet our kids.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Peace out.
Ow, ow.
Chicken heads.